Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mervyn Abrams is a program coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. Are you a birthday person, Mervyn?
Well, yes, so, actually.
Good.
Not too bad. I mean, my birthday is coming up in a couple of days.
Oh, really? What date?
Very, very soon. The 15th. So,
very nice.
So that's...
All right. Definitely it's worth celebrating, and it is a very special day. Let's talk about the trends, the buying trends in South Africa. How are consumers behaving around the incredible increase in prices with the fuel prices, everything around the world under tremendous amount of pressure? What are we seeing locally? Mervyn, are you there?
While the month-on-month increases are not as big as it was, say, 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the month-on-month increase this month is 1.3%, while last month it was 1.7%, and so on. The cost of the basket is still very high at 4,748 rand. And the way in which households shop is quite interesting. So we are still seeing that some of the staples are quite high. Now, the staples in the basket are things like maize meal or rice or cake flour or sugar and samp and oil and potatoes and onions and chicken, because that's where they cook pot of food around.
Mm.
So those prices are still very high. So for instance, maize meal is still running at a year-on-year increase of 19%, flour of 27, sugar at 11, samp at 23, cooking oil at 64, onions at 10%, potatoes at 6%, etc. So what that does is that gobbles up the entire food budget, which means that there's very little food left over for the micronutrient rich foods such as pulchards and green leafy vegetables, etc. So while people are still being able to at least afford the basics, it means that the households are not eating the diverse kind of food that would provide the kind of nutrition for child development, brain development, body development, and eventually for a good input into drawing off the educational money that is being put in, and eventually the economic growth. So the situation is still pretty dire at household level.
Does it make it perhaps more possible to do something about it when it's stable? So even though it is high and very problematic at this point, the fact that it has reached some form of stability, even just for now, is that helpful at all?
Well, that is helpful because at least it means that you don't have to drop as many things out of your trolley as you did, say, 2 or 3 months ago.
Mm.
But Howard, what we have to understand is that the interplay between having access to money in your pocket and what you can actually take off the shelf in the shop, because South Africans are by and large net buyers of food. We don't grow our own food, generally speaking, which is something we could do and perhaps should do a bit more of. So the interplay is, so for instance, at the moment we are seeing a great, great difficulty around accessing the 350 social grant of relief, for instance.
Mm.
The majority of those who are applying for it are being turned down. And those who are actually getting being approved for the grant are not getting it on the same day every month. They don't always know where they're going.
Mm.
And more we are hearing, I mean, I've just been working on that. People are saying in their rural areas that it costs them about 120 rand to get to the post office to access a 350 grant. So actually the 350 grant now is actually at the value of 230 once you've taken off your taxi fares. So really the amount of money available to households to purchase food is extremely, extremely fragile at the moment. And even though prices stabilize, unless you actually have the money to access it, you are still going to go hungry.
Tell us about this, why people are being turned down on the, for these grants. Surely, you know, to my mind, anybody that takes the time that feels that they need to apply for a grant, I'm sorry, as low as 350 rand a month, very clearly needs it.
Exactly, and I would fully agree with you, Howard. However, the Department of Social Development, and I mean, here we've got to blame the minister, and we've actually got to blame the ANC because they're running the country, and I mean, they're the government, so they make the policy. That their view is that if you get money in from anywhere else, even if it is another 350, then you do not qualify. You absolutely have to get absolutely nothing in order to get that 350, and then you still have to run and jump through various hoops in order to qualify. So they've strengthened the means testing. They've really jacked up the means testing so that less and less people can actually access the grant in the end, because I can think of it is so that they pay less money out. I mean, that seems to be the only logic in the system. But I mean, when we've got a 50% unemployment rate of people of working age, then surely the situation is dire. And then even if I get, you know, 100 rand from a family member who happens to have a job in Johannesburg and I live in Durban, I mean, as soon as that money comes there, it's going to be used either for data or it's going to be used for transport to try and look for a job or something. The money is actually being used. So it's really one of our difficulties that we are facing at this particular moment.
And the fact that they're looking to extend the net of people able to have this, to claim this grant, you're saying is almost irrelevant because most people are being turned down in any event.
Well, exactly. So it makes absolutely no sense. It's only a bureaucratic logic, which, for us, we know bureaucratic logic is doesn't fit into logic for others, that they want to extend it, but they are actually turning people down. And really, what we have to say is, if that 350 gets into the hands of all those who are unemployed, it will immediately get spent in the economy.
Absolutely. It's going straight back. It's not being saved.
It's going straight back.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's going straight back. And by going straight back, government is actually helping the economy grow because it increases demand. Small as it is, it increases some demand in the economy. And what the South African economy at the moment needs is demand, because the Reserve Bank, by aggressively increasing interest rates, have taken demand out of the economy. People don't have the money, even the middle class don't have the money spend anymore. So we actually do need to spend before our businesses begin to close down because they're not selling enough to make a profit. And then we have additional job losses and so on. So there's a rolling effect of some of these decisions. And it seems that there is no one that has a global view of how all these decisions have an impact on our economy.
Absolutely bizarre. Mervyn Abrams, Program Coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. That's where we leave it. Happy birthday for August the 15th. And I hope you have a great birthday month.